The Israel Report with Rolene Marks.
Good afternoon, Rolene.
Afternoon to you too, Chair Thomas. What a nice surprise.
So it's not your first time on South African radio today. I believe you were interviewed regarding a proposed boycott of the Miss Universe pageant in Israel that was called for by none other than the late President Mandela's grandson, Mandla Mandela.
Yes, that was on ENCA this morning. Very happy to talk about it. Yeah.
So go ahead. Tell us what's going on and what did you say to the nation regarding this call for this boycott?
Okay, so let's break this down. Israel will be hosting the Miss Universe pageant later this year. I know that there are a lot of controversial opinions around beauty pageants. Are they still necessary today? However, we can't negate the fact that they do provide very important platforms for the winners, for beauty queens to carry out their humanitarian work. And congratulations to Zozibini Tunzi, who is the current reigning Miss Universe, who is from South Africa and is an extraordinary and articulate and intelligent and beautiful young woman. I'm only just sad that the pandemic robbed her of her opportunity to travel around the world as she should have. But more and more of these international events are being held in Israel. We had Eurovision just 2 years ago. We are now going to put in our bid along with partners in the UAE and Bahrain to be a regional host possibly of the 2030 FIFA World Cup. However, Mr. Mandela, grandson of the iconic Nelson Mandela, believes that Israel should be boycotted. He thinks that Israel is an apartheid state. I did remind him that our Minister of Regional Cooperation, who happens to be an Israeli Arab, spoke earlier this week about other countries, including Malaysia, possibly entering into the Abraham Accords. But he is of the opinion that there should be boycotts. So basically, my position was that boycotts don't serve any purpose. They break down important opportunities to engage in negotiations and discourse and build bridges. You know, it was ironic that he accused me of ethnic cleansing while I was sitting in my office, which also doubles as my bomb shelter. Nevertheless, he went on to say that countries like Greece had already boycotted it, which is very strange, seeing that Greece is engaging in military maneuvers with Israel and six other countries in Israel at this very moment. Incredible footage we have of the Greek Air Force along with the German, Italian, Indian, American, French and British, the Royal Air Force, along with our Israeli Air Force, all engaging in these incredible maneuvers. But also, you know, this is somebody who comes from the Mandela family. Nelson Mandela was not a believer in boycotts. He was a believer in discourse and a strong supporter of the right of Israel to exist. Mandla is a proponent of the BDS movement who don't want Israel's very existence, and also who is it for him to rob these intelligent, articulate young women of their opportunity to engage on an international platform and put forward their humanitarian intentions and their work, especially since the line that we hear from many beauty pageants is a call for a belief in world peace.
So really, we've got a lot to get through. Before we get to some of the more important questions, I see Black Eyed Peas are set to perform in Jerusalem next month. One of the greatest tours to South Africa was Black Eyed Peas, when they'd become famous for Where Is the Love? And I had the distinct honor of looking after them and caring, literally caring, Fergie after gigs because A, she was tired, B, maybe she had a bit too much to drink, but that's a story for another day. But let's talk on the more serious stuff regarding climate forum that's been set up by Herzog and the climate group that is refusing to rally with Zionist organizations.
Well, I think climate change and the emergencies that we are facing is one of the most critical subjects that are coming up for discussion. We had earlier this week Prince William with his Earthshot, which is now being called the Nobel Prize of looking for solutions to combat climate change. He launched his. It's a global endeavor looking for solutions in five different spheres. Improving our air, the oceans, dealing with waste, and so on. Next month, we have the COP26 under the auspices of the United Nations. Global powers will gather in Glasgow, in Scotland, to talk about climate change, to try and reach some kind of consensus to deal with it. Israel will be there. We will be led by our Prime Minister, Naftali Bennett. But we've heard from two very, very important figures in Israeli politics just in the last couple of days dealing with the issues of climate change. One is our Minister of Environmental Affairs, who says that in order for our region to be stable, we need to tackle some of the issues posed by the climate emergencies. And now we have our president, Isaac Herzog, announcing just yesterday that he will establish an Israeli climate change forum. It will be under his patronage. It's something that he spoke about in his inaugural speech. He says that this is one of his priority. He has already appointed a former Chaver Knesset, Dov Hennen, to head the forum, and they intend to work very, very closely with about 130 organizations and institutions in the country working in the realm of climate change. So we can see that he's really trying to push forward an area where Israel isn't a leader in some things. In other aspects, we have a long way to catch up. We have a lot of issues to sort through. One of the big issues we have is Haifa, is the fuel plants in Haifa, but very much a commitment coming forward from that. In fact, the portfolio of the energy minister, environment minister, went to Meretz, which has in part of their party platform is dealing with the climate emergency. So we see that. So let's cross to the United States. You mentioned the climate group. This is an offshoot of a group called Sunrise DC. They have said that they've released a very lengthy statement. It reads a whole lot like gobbledygook to me, saying that they will not participate in a rally for voting reform. They say they will not participate in because Zionist organizations will be there. Zionist organizations such as the Jewish Council for Public Affairs, the National Council of Jewish Women. So they see them as colonial supporters of Israel, which they see as a colonial project, and they give their impressions of what they believe Zionism is supposed to be. But they have been roundly called out by Congress representatives such as Representative Richie Torres, such as Representative Ted Deutsch, and various others for blatant anti-Semitism. The Anti-Defamation League has also called them out on what they are saying as the vilification of Jewish nationhood and a litmus test for all who supported this as anti-Semitic, plain and simple. And the message that I got from reading their lengthy gobbledygook was that it is okay for every people or nation to aspire to peoplehood and aspire to have a nation and share this great planet that we all inhabit, except for Jewish people. Somehow we are excluded from that. That to me smacks of racism.
Well, you're not being excluded from a Black Eyed Peas concert in Jerusalem next month, which is really exciting. For me, because if the residents get to go see that show, let me tell you this, and I'm not paid to say this, but the Black Eyed Peas are absolute consummate performers, especially live. We have a minute left. Tell us a little bit more about the Venture Capital Fund, which has been launched, which is investing specifically in the Arabs and Druze communities.
Well, just to go back to the piece, this is their third concert in Israel. They were here in 2006, 2007, and they headed to our capital, Jerusalem, and they're our first big act to come and visit us since the pandemic. And we also, if you want to book for the Red Hot Chili Peppers, they'll be here in 2023. But let's talk about venture capital, and an Israeli venture capital fund called Taqwin is investing only in startups led by at least one Arab founder. And this is quite a positive trajectory. Their managing partner and CEO says the future is very bright for Arab entrepreneurship in high tech and for the integration of Arabs into the Israeli society and its economy. So their focus is specifically on the Arab and Druze sector of our population. And we're very, very excited to see what will come out of here. They say that the impact on the Israeli economy will be in the tens of billions of dollars, which is really, really extraordinary. And especially as Israel continues to open up to more and more countries in the region, I say that the future looks very, very bright for Arab Israelis and for our economy.
That was Rolene Marks. I'm going to be chatting to her in December when I take over the hot seat for a month while Simon takes a well-deserved break. As always, Rolene, thank you so much.